can look at me above the feet. I'll have you back in time for me. Don't look back for me. It's not a lottery for you and that. Guitar in hand, hold it like a song, man. You do not realize the line that runs from me. Too blind to visualize the line that runs from me. I'm sending out, I'm Saturn now, before the sky will fall in your ear. Who's calling you? A black box inside my mind records the time we spend together. You do not realize the line that runs from me across the universe to you.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right now, right there, out of Scotland was the Beta Band with the song "To You Alone," which is a title track off of that record. Those guys were formed back in '96, and they lasted 8 years. And it's funny because I had heard a lot about. That's better. I heard a lot about the Beta Band back in the day. They were like pretty big, and I saw their name everywhere. And it wasn't only until recently that that song came across my path, and I just adore it. It's so good. Thank you. Yes. All right. My name is Anita B. The time is 6:36, and I'm here with you all until 8 o'clock. And my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, but I'm actually thinking about changing it soon, the name of the show, because, I mean, I play mostly Canadian music, but I don't know. I don't know if I play enough to, like, warrant a Canadian show name anymore. I don't know. I'm not sure. But speaking of Sam Squanch's, so if you know the reference for my show title, it is obviously from the Trailer Park Boys. And I used to watch it back in the day, like, religiously. I think I have a whole season or three on DVD. But Mr. Leahy died just like the other day. I don't know, 2 days ago, yesterday, something like that. He was 71. And I don't recall his actual real name, but I just wanted to say rest in peace, Mr. Leahy. You were a fine alcoholic. 6:37. Yes. Yeah, the station, of course, is CITR. We are located on the campus of UBC here on in the very western edge of Vancouver, surrounded by water. We're on a peninsula, and it has been raining all day. It's been nuts. Like, it has not stopped. I mean, so many of the roads are utterly flooded, and it's just been pitch blackout, like, just all day, dark. You can't even see, like, the next building over. It's quite gloomy, but I don't know. There was a baseball game on tonight, and my team lost. That would be the Houston Astros. But we have music, so that's good, right? So for the next hour and 22 minutes, music will make everything better, won't it? All right, so the first song was kind of a slower song, and I'm going to continue on that theme because we're going from the Beta Band over to Beirut. Where's my thing? I had it here. Yeah, Beirut. We're going to hear something from, I think his name is Zach Condon, and he's out of New Mexico. Yes. And he's quite young. He's been around for a long time. The band has. I guess it's his band, whatever. The song I love so much is Santa Fe. That's like my favorite Beirut song so much. But anyways, I'm going to play another song that I really, really adore from his 2011 record. It's called, so it's the title track from that record, The Riptide. And this song is quite a nice one. So you have to see the video. It's very calming. It's on the water, and it's very trippy and very, very awesome. So anyways, this here, as I mentioned, is Beirut. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Be alone now. So I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my dream. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
The following advertisement is brought to you by C1 Radio.
AKA, it's not nice and I live up to my name. This the boy, are you insane? I drink Henny when I shoot my pistol.
Crescendo.
Keep it locked on C1 Radio every Thursdays 7:30 till 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM or CITR.ca.
Of us, it's time to leave this place.
satisfaction of your appetite. This is your honeymoon. Separate rooms, it's neither sweet nor bright. I got this dress, I'm hiking it around this waste of laughter. So dance alone with no one to the sound of four hands clapping. Congratulations to you both, I hope somewhere you're happy. If there's a moral to this story, then I wish you'd show me.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And right that right there was Jawbreaker with a song sluttering from the 1985 record Dear You. Those guys are out of New York City. And oh, that goes out to the gorgeous Mike. Hey, baby. Now, before that, Metric, the band Metric out of Toronto. From their 09 record, Fantasies, it's very good. We heard Help, I'm Alive, maybe one of the most catchiest songs ever. and we started that set off with Beirut with a song, The Riptide, from the 2011 record of the same name. All right, the time is 6:54. My name is Anita B, and I'm here with you all until 8. And, what can I say? Well, the Astros lost. It's Wednesday, but I have Friday kind of off. I'm a teacher, and Friday is a professional development day, so that's good for me, which means I don't really have to teach. I sort of get to be taught, if that makes sense. Yes. And what is the date? Today's what? October, what? 18th? I've made it this far. I'm teaching World War I, my first time ever. And so far, I have not screwed up, so I'm pretty proud of myself. So far, so good, people. Yes, I teach high school, and I'm teaching two classes this year, which is the least amount of classes I've ever taught. So all teachers teach, like full-time, teach seven, and which I'm full-time, but it's really typical to have three or four separate different classes, if you know what I mean. This year, I'm just teaching, like, 9 and 10, grades 9 and 10, social studies. And so it's not that difficult. I don't have a lot to prep for, which is okay. And by the time I hit my fourth lesson, like, for example, in my 10th grade class, I'm just like, I know this stuff, especially because it's new curriculum. I'm like, all right, I can do this. But all right, what do we got now? Oh, Mormon Crosses. That's what's coming up right now. So my show is mostly Canadian music. I haven't been playing as much as I used to. I used to be like very strict. The whole hour and a half would be full Canadian music, but now I'm just like, I don't know. I kind of just don't care enough to bother. I mean, I'm here doing my show. I've been doing my show forever since I think like 03. I can do what I want. I got the show on the premise it was going to be Canadian music. That's how it started out. But anyways, but this is Canadian. That's my whole point. So we're going to hear something from the local band. They're really good. They're called Mormon Crosses. And let's see. Here it is. Yeah. So go check out their Bandcamp site. It's really good. We're going to hear this song. It's called Our Language. And there are three pieces. These guys toured, I don't know, like a couple years ago. Whoops. Hold on. I'm good. One second here, folks. Yep. These guys toured a couple years ago with Sean Maxey's band. Soft Tess, yeah, of course. And I've seen them. Yeah, I did. I have seen them, actually. So I think they're a three-piece. Anyways, check them out. The time is 6:57, and the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. All right, good old Jonathan was in here. We were just chatting, and I'm not ready for my next song. So he was on the computer, and he was, like, doing stuff, and he needed to be in here. So and then we started talking about grad school and whatever. So long story short is that's Mormon Crosses. Yay. And it's called Our Language. It's a single, so there you go. And I should stop talking. What we have coming up next, actually, and I thought I had it ready, was... Lady Hawk. That's what we got coming up next. I love these guys. They're local. They haven't been too active lately. We're going to hear the song from their record, Shots. Such a great song. Record. From, I can't believe it's been 2008. Like, I remember when this record came out, like it was yesterday. Now, the story behind Lady Hawk is they are a four-piece band comprised of dudes out of so the guys are out of Kelowna, but let's see if I've got this straight. They're all of them are from Kelowna, so in the interior, but then they moved to Vancouver, formed the band here. That's right. And then they recorded some of the stuff back in their hometown. Yeah, that's the gist of it. So the song we're gonna hear is I Don't Always Know What You're Saying. It's one of my favorite songs, actually. And there you go. Jag Jaguar. That's the name of the label. And I think I want to say Indiana. But there you go. All right. This here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Back to your city, boy.
Whoa, this is not the song I wanted to hear. There we go. Let's try this again. All right. Lady Hawk.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hydra CM, Nisium, Nisiaya, and the Scaclia to lead in Homasque Mustail.
I wish you would just stay around. I wish you would just stay around. I wish we all were safe and sound here. I wish the world could give a chance and just give you that.
That is Kim Shattuck and Company with the Muffs with Sad Tomorrow. I love that song. One of my favorites. That, of course, is from their 1993. I can't believe how old that is. Record Blonder and Blonder. Or was it 90? Maybe I'm wrong. No, it might be 95. I might be off by 2 years. But anyways, There you go, the Muffs. Now, Kim Shattuck, she, interestingly enough, for the baseball league I play in, it's called the East Van Baseball League, she was in town and she threw out the first pitch. It was very exciting. They played a show that night with the Smugglers. That's right. Was it with the Smugglers? Yeah, at the Commodore. What a crazy show. That was just out of control. Yeah, and KJ Jansen from Chicks Dig It was also there at our opening game in the East Van Baseball League. And I'm trying to think. I think he sang O Canada. They're from Calgary, so that would be Chicks Dig It. And the Muffs, of course, are from, like, Southern California. So there you go. So I saw Kim Shattuck up close and personal. She's looking quite good, I gotta say, considering she's a fair amount older than myself. I was like, all right, you go, girl. So she's looking pretty hot. There you go. That is the Muffs. Now, before that, we heard something from the Portland band, The Wipers. Now, The Wipers had sort of their big heyday in, I want to say, like, the early 90s. Now, this record, it's called The Power in One, and it was released in 99 on Zero Records. Yeah, and I really like that song. We heard I'll Be Around. And then before that, of course, we heard Lady Hawk with the song I Don't Always Know What You're Saying from their 08 record Shots. The time is 7:13. My name is Anita B, and let's take a look at the weather. Let's do that. Weather, Vancouver. I don't think it's... Here's the thing about Vancouver, if you don't live here. It's like the same every single day. It's like you don't even have to look. Look at that. I actually just pulled the weather up, and I was so right. Okay, so know this much, folks. Today's what, Wednesday? So the high was 12. Guess what the high is tomorrow? 12. Guess the highest Friday, 11. But then you hit Saturday and it's 9, and then Sunday is 13, and then Monday is 12, and then Tuesday is 13. And it's raining. Oh, it looks like Monday might have just clouds, potentially. So there you go. That's the thing about Vancouver. When you live in this, like, maritone? it's a new style of music, maritone, West Coast, punk rock. No, maritime. When you live in a maritime, West Coast maritime climate, you don't have a huge range in temperatures between the winter and the summer. So your seasons are not quite as pronounced, if that makes sense. I'm giving you a geography lesson because I do teach this stuff. So by the time you hit the fall or winter, which is happening like it'll, so the winter, like January, it'll be like a high of 6. So that's not a huge difference, right? And the summers aren't particularly hot. So, yeah, basically you have two seasons. You've got like pitch black slash rain. And then the sun sets at like 4:30 or whatever in December. Or the summer, which is actually quite nice. It is sunny. So there you go. That's my weather forecast for us all. Now, of interest, it's raining so much that there is actually a rainfall warning. And this comes from, you know, the rainfall warning people, which must be Environment Canada. It says here, rain at times, heavy, is expected. A strong Pacific frontal system has stalled over Vancouver Island this afternoon. Heavy rain will continue with amounts of 50 millimeters. That's half a centimeter, folks. Expected before tapering to showers this evening. Oh, good Lord. Heavy downpours can cause flash floods and water pooling on roads. Yada, 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 yada. All right, there we go. So, let's get back to the music, right? The New Pornographers. Yeah, I almost saw these guys the other week. I didn't. You know, they've been around forever. Since, I want to say, like, 97. Yeah, my band and the New Pornographers formed at about the same time. Fun. From Vancouver, that these guys. So, whoa, geez. Yeah. They're from Vancouver, of course. They feature Nico Case, who's living somewhere in the States now. I don't know where. She seems to always move to different places. I think Carl Newman, last I heard, he was in upstate New York, like Woodstock. I don't know if he's still there or whatnot. But let's hear something from their second release. This is on Mint Records, and it is Electric Version. It's a really good record. The first two I really liked. I kind of started to drop off when the third one came out. I mean, I kind of did. But it's good. This is good jogging music. If you like to run, this is what I used it for. So we're going to hear the second song on this record. It's called From Blown Speakers. And the station, of course, that you're listening to is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name just happens to be Anita B. Here's the New Pornographers.
When the contact from the real life adventures wear off,
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
It moves like a fire.
Okay, that right there is LCD sound system. And I have to admit, I never planned on playing that at all. It actually sounded like Bono. I was like, what is this awfulness? So basically, if you are playing, we have deck A, deck B. We have a, what happens, long story short, is that if you play an add on the one, it goes immediately to deck B if you don't switch the setting. But sometimes music comes through. So long story short is that up popped LCD sound system. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll let it keep playing. Maybe it's an okay song. And then I was like, oh, good Lord. And in my opinion, not so much. It sounded just like U2. That sounds like, wow. And Bono, exactly. So I'm kind of sorry for that. And if you liked it, then hey, good for you. There you go. My name is Anita B. And I like to make mistakes. That's what I do here. This is my show. It's college radio. Who really cares, right? Anyways, let's move on. This next song I know is good. I know for a fact you hopefully will enjoy it. And that is Broken Social Scene. So I'm going to play us something from their 2002 record entitled You Forgot It in People. And the song is Anthems for a 17-Year-Old. Yes. No, Anthems for a 17-Year-Old Girl. That's what it is. And Broken Social Scene, of course, are from Toronto. And they're sort of like a super group. They've had so many different people come in and out and play with them, like Leslie Feist, etc. Oh, good. The list just goes on. Anyway, so let's just listen to it. And the time is 7:29. My name is Anita B. This is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Can't you come back? Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Used to be one of the rotten ones, and I liked you for that. Now you're all gone, got your makeup on, and you're not coming back. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under your breath. Bleaching your teeth, smiling, flesh, talking trash under my window. Thank you.
I love those guys. That is Gays. And I was just thinking about them. They were comprised of Miko Hoffman, Megan, and Rose Malberg of the Softies and all that fame. Rosie, that song, you know, that the Smugglers wrote was about her. Gays, yeah, they were big in the late 90s here in Vancouver. Into the 2000s, I guess. And my old band used to play with them. And interestingly enough, when I first started doing my show here at CITR, myself and Miko would share a time slot. Right, that's how it worked. So she used to do the first, I want to say Wednesday of every month, and then I would do each subsequent Wednesdays. And Miko Hoffman, oh my goodness, it's been so long, such a sweet girl. And there you go. That is Gays on K Records out of Olympia. Some serious indie cred. Yeah, you know it. All right. Before that, we heard the Isotopes with the song Ballad of Ray Ordonez from their EP, The First Four Seasons. I think it's an EP. Those guys, oh, I know them. Yeah, I play baseball. I play baseball with the Isotopes, and Evan October is one of the commissioners of our baseball league. And I had those guys. I interviewed them on my show here, like, I don't know, 3.5 years ago or something. Yes. Now, speaking of rotating casts, because I was talking previously about Broken Social Scene, the Isotopes are like that. I think there's been something like, there's gotta now have been at least 40 players, at least 45 different guys that have come in and out as members of the Isotopes. The one person, of course, is Evan. He's the guy that writes the songs and sings them, of course. And otherwise, he goes on tour with just different dudes. And that's the story of the Isotopes. All right. My name is Anita B. The time is 7:42. And we have 18 more minutes until McConan comes on with his show, Mixtape. And what can I tell you? I don't know. Oh, I can tell you I finished watching Narcos the last season, so season 3. And oh my goodness. You know, you finish the first two seasons and you're thinking, well, like, he's dead, right? how can this show go on? Well, it can, and it, do I want to say it gets better? It might even be better, potentially. Pablo Escobar, yeah, the whole thing is crazy, but it does. And I will say this much, if you have a queasy stomach, just be careful, because there are some scenes that will just, like, if you're not prepared, if you're eating something and, like, violence makes you ill, then, oh, God. So, like, next level violence, folks, just a heads up there. All right, what do we have next? Well, let's take a look. We played Gaze, yep. Oh, we've got some No Bunny. That's what's coming up next. Yeah. So I've got something from the 2010 record, which is called First Blood. It's so good. No Bunny. Now, I did see this guy and his band back, I want to say a couple of years ago. Here in Vancouver, and they were really good. Like, so good. It was actually one of the best shows I've ever seen. I shouldn't be so complacent and blasé about it. Like, it was good. No, it was actually probably the best show I've ever seen. That much energy. You know, they all wear masks, and he's in his underwear, and I think he might have been wearing a leather jacket, right? It's a good show. Anyways, here we are. This is the song First Blood from the record, as I mentioned, Breathe. And the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B.
I guess I've got to This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
That, of course, is the Ramones with Rock and Roll Radio from the record End of the Century, which was released back in 1980. Yeah, I love that song. I heard it just the other day. I was driving, well, maybe about a week and a half ago, and it was a nice, beautiful, sunny day, and the song came on in the car, and it just put me in such a good mood. And that song will do it to you. Yes, it will. All right. The time is 7:55. I'm out of here in 5 minutes. But before I leave, I'll tell you what we heard. So prior to that, we heard from the 1977 record Young, Loud, and Snotty, The Dead Boys with All This and More, Little Girl. No, it's just called All This and More. And I love that song. It's so hot. It's a sexy song. Yes, it is. And then, of course, Nobody was in there before that. But we have coming up right now the band The Unicorns. These guys are out of Montreal. Now, they're interestingly enough formed, however, in BC. So the band was formed in Campbell River, of all places. And then they made their way to Montreal. And that's where they released this record. They recorded the record. It's called Who Will Cut Our Hair When We're Gone. And the song we're going to hear is Child Star. So that is what we have left on my show, which is still called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. But I'm playing with maybe changing the name. I don't know. I just don't always play Canadian music. This is Canadian. But whatever. Let me ponder. And I shall be back in 2 more weeks. So my show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And until then, I don't know. Enjoy the rain. Here's the Unicorns.